For years, there's been a battle raging between Idaho ranchers and the federal government over whether ranchers should be able to fight wildfires, to get out there with their trucks and tanks of water and try to put the fires out themselves. Ranchers say they've always done it. The feds have said, leave it to the pros and don't make yourself a liability. At times, it's almost come to blows, but now a truce has been struck. And as correspondent Jessica Robinson reports, it could change the way fires are fought every summer.
A lot of things can ignite a fire in the high desert of southwest Idaho. And Charlie Lyon says a lot of things do. Some are lightning storms, a stray cigarette butt. Those things can start a fire if they hit just right. And then Lyon says they're the things guaranteed to do the trick.
I can think of a fire that started out over at Tippinook, and I don't even remember. A guy tried to burn a badger out of a hole with gasoline. Lit a fairly large fire.
Lyons remembers this story well, and not just because of the creative badger extermination method that started it. Lyons is a rancher outside of Mountain Home, Idaho. This fire was one of the many times ranchers did what they weren't supposed to. They fought it. In this case, Lyons was one of them.
Me and another rancher showed up on that fire, and they were back there farting around, so we decided that we knew...
They being the BLM.
They're back there doing their coordinating.
The BLM is the Bureau of Land Management. It oversees most of the thousands of acres of public land around here that ranchers depend on for grazing.
And we decide we're not very patient. When our land's on fire, we get a little wound up.
Lyons looks out over a plot of BLM land studded with sagebrush. All this land is growing the food that their cattle eat later in the year.
And if it burns, that means I go and I have to buy $200 hay instead of foraging what the wind and rain brought us. So it makes, I mean, the bottom line on the ranch, it can make a huge difference.
Which brings us back to that fire with the badger and Charlie Lyons taking off across the desert with the BLM in hot pursuit.
They finally caught us. They had to get a motorcycle to catch us.
The BLM made them stop, but Lyons says they had used all their water anyway. That was one of many fights. There were heated meetings, confrontations between packs of ranchers and BLM agents, sometimes with fires burning in the background.
Then I was angry. Fire's going this way, get on, let's go. That was my feeling for a lot of years, was just anger.
But now all that has changed.
I think it was in the fall of 2011.
This is Steve Akaragi. He's a fire management officer in the BLM's Boise district.
A local rancher called me that I know very well, and he said, Steve, is there a way we can stop fighting each other and start fighting fire?
The problem for the BLM was liability. A couple of court cases had put the fear of litigation into the hearts of federal fire managers. In 1995, the families of two volunteer firefighters in Idaho who died in a wildfire successfully sued the BLM. Then in 2001, the 30 Mile Fire in Washington killed four federal firefighters. The incident commander there was charged with manslaughter and eventually sentenced for making false statements to investigators.
That sent shockwaves through the whole wildland firefighting community. And that's when folks really ramped up the movement to try to ask folks to leave the fire line and let the trained firefighters handle it.
The trained firefighters. That ended up being part of the solution. Training. Government agencies had to get their firefighters and the ranchers who wanted to fight fires on the same page.
It's trying to like mix oil and water. You've got to beat it pretty hard to get it to emulsify.
Gordon Foster is with the Department of Forestry in Oregon. Turns out Oregon already had experience with this. Government fire managers have had alliances with ranchers in the eastern part of the state going back to the 1960s. An Oregon law lets ranchers form their own firefighting entities. It's like a city fire department, but far from any city. They're called Rangeland Fire Protective Associations. This sounds kind of bureaucratic, but here's why it's important. These formal entities allow government agencies to sign legal agreements with the ranchers and supply them with actual firefighting equipment, water tenders, radios, protective gear, as well as the training and how to use it. Gordon Foster has been fielding calls about these associations from not just Idaho, but from Washington, Wyoming, and Nevada. And he says these states see an added benefit.
These ranchers can see a fire, can grab their equipment, and head out there and put it out when it's small. The real value is being able to get to fires quick so they don't get big.
Idaho passed a law to allow these kinds of agreements in 2012. Since then, Charlie Lyons and over 200 other ranchers have gone to classrooms to watch PowerPoint presentations. They memorize radio frequencies and take tests on things like what an anchor point is, what an origin is, a flank, a finger, and a pocket.
They've taught us their language, the right acronyms to speak, and how they're going to fight the fire and how we should come in on those fires. It's been a complete 180 from where we were.
Lyons knows he can't stop all the fires. It is part of the landscape. Still, he has more government acronyms on his mind, like EA, Environmental Assessment. And that's another reason ranchers are out here on the fire lines. They worry any of these fires could give them more bureaucratic problems, like grazing restrictions or threats to the habitat of endangered species. But those are fights for another day. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.